This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This summer, try the new Strato Frappuccino blended beverage at Starbucks. It's the classic blended iced coffee you know and love, now topped with a creamy layer of handcrafted brown sugar cold foam. Available for a limited time. Your Strato Frappuccino is ready at Starbucks.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
All right, let's go, Mikey.
Yes.
Give me one good reason you're not a nudist.
I don't want to scare people.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Fritzy gave an answer that was already given.
Yep.
They let him give the answer again.
Oh, that's right. Where does one take this grievance?
Are you out of your mind?
Judge Judy.
Earlier on the show, Rams safety Quentin Lake. Coming up, host of the Life Gorgeous podcast, Craig Kilborn. Actor Christopher McDonald. Plus, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Craig Kilborn's in our green room. We're going to bring him out shortly. And then Christopher McDonald, none other than Shooter McGavin, is making his way to the studio for an hour number three appearance as well. We've got a lot of fun for Craig, Craigers in store. Lord Kilby, the man who used to call me Spark, because he called everybody Sparky back in the day, is joining us shortly in advance of a 30 for 30 podcast that is premiering next week called Chasing Basketball Heaven. And I think he wants to talk some Vikings. Maybe should he do the win-loss game for the Vikings maybe?
1,000%.
I mean, we got a five questions, a brief celebrity true or false with Craig. We have elements.
We're going to run the gamut.
We have producing elements. That's coming up on this program.
Love it.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's go to Manny in El Paso, Texas,
Manny.
One of our favorites. Manny, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Manny?
Happy Tuesday from an 85-degree day in El Paso, Texas, gentlemen. How are we today?
Did you say 85 degrees?
85 degrees. Well, yes, sir. Clear skies, blue all the way.
I was about to say you'd probably sign for that. 85 seems chilly. For mid-July.
We're 85 in the heat right now, but we're expected to hit apparently 103 today.
There you go. See what
there
I mean?
You go,
there you go.
Okay.
How's the traffic, stay Manny, cool. On the twos? No, I'm just kidding. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I don't care about no family feud results. I don't care who won the show. Like Thor, when it comes to sports talk radio, Rich Eisen Show brings the hammer, and that's a fact.
Thank you, Manny. Thank you.
I don't see Dan Patrick getting any Travis Matthew customized running man clothing. And so, hey, and by the way, that hat that they made for you, yes, as the kids say, that's fire.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. We're soon going to have a link on the Instagram page for people to get those that gear very shortly. Look at that photograph of all of us with Steve Harvey.
That's a dope picture.
That's pretty great. Look at you and him in the middle. What's on your mind, Manny?
Well, I got two things. Remote drop question. What is a better remote drop movie? Die Hard or Armageddon?
Ooh,
and Die for Hard. My second thing,
yeah.
Are the Yankees going to upset us? I mean, there are times they play amazing baseball. There are times they're on the summer schneid, and then there are times where they stink on ice. Anyways, gentlemen, I love the
thank
show.
You
guys make my workday go a whole lot smoother. So thank you for that.
Appreciate it, Manny.
So I'll leave you one last thing.
Yes.
Remember to hydrate, and let's watch some sports, gentlemen. Have a good day.
So I should take these one at a time. Will the Yankees disappoint? Yes, they will. Yes, they will. As currently constructed, they do not put the ball in play nearly enough. They do not have the proper pitching depth, which is not a surprise when Gerrit Cole blew out his arm during spring training. Yep. The bullpen is not reliable enough. Anthony Volpe, we're still waiting for anything remotely close to half a Jeter 2.0, and he's not there. Third base, what is that? I don't know who's on third.
Yeah,
right?
Who's on first?
So
what's on second?
First.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know who's on third.
Yep.
And what else? Where else can we go with that one? So. But that, listen, the last month has been dreadful. I think they went in the All-Star break losing 18 of their last 29. So that ain't good. What else did he say?
Better remote drop movie.
Armageddon or Die Hard. Well, it depends. Is it Christmas time?
I mean, yeah, sure.
I think Armageddon then, because Armageddon's more of a Christmas movie.
I don't even know how you can say that still.
All right. No, Die Hard is the remote drop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Correct.
Die Hard or Shawshank?
What kind of mood am I in?
Yeah, depends on how much time you got, too.
No, it doesn't. It's called a remote drop.
No, because like, if you pick Shawshank, you're really going to have to settle
in. Yeah, you got to invest.
You know, Die Hard, it's what, like, you can watch, you can play on your phone.
I think your mood matters for those movies, but you were going to add another movie to that?
Yes, The Fugitive.
Considering I haven't seen that movie in like 10 years.
What part of the movie am I picking up each at?
In the tunnel.
Yeah, I like that.
It wasn't me.
You know.
I don't know, I'm just saying.
Don't make it more complicated.
It was the one on me.
Spoiler, what does that drop mean? Oh, there's only 20 minutes left. I'll watch that one when there's 20 minutes left, but that one, it doesn't matter where I pick it up. Like, you know what I mean? Don't make it more complicated.
Spoiler alert, is he at the
tunnel? I was buying myself time.
Okay. You're tap dancing?
Tap dancing.
Yeah, okay. I have no answer. Both. I get two TVs and I watch both.
Die Hard. At the same time?
Let's go to Arnett in Maryland. You're here on the Rich. You literally just called in. So, it's what we kind of were gearing on talking about. This is what happens when phone callers steer us to the subject matter we were about to talk about. What's up, Arnett?
How you guys doing?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I called last year to talk about how Lamar Jackson was getting disrespected in the quarterback rankings and how Joe Burrow had a Linsanity run, and I'm back again because the executive list dropped, and I have to get on my soapbox a little bit. There's no reason why Lamar Jackson is any less than 2 on anybody's ranking.
Mm.
I mean, how soon we forget, this is his 4th time leading the league in rushing yards per attempt. He has 1 season with double-digit interceptions. I mean, everybody talks about Josh Allen's MVP. This is his first season not throwing double-digit interceptions since pre-COVID. You know, we talk about the playoff struggles. Nobody remembers Tom Brady throwing 2 picks in the AFC Championship game. They remember the game-winning drive. They don't remember him throwing 2 picks in the Super Bowl versus Seattle. They remember his game-winning drive.
Yes.
Lamar threw the interception against Buffalo. Fine, fumbled the ball. But with 3 minutes left, 88 yards to go, his 2 top receivers out of the game, he took his team down the field and scored. Okay, the playoff struggles thing, I think we need to throw it away. Back-to-back first-team All-Pro, there's no reason why Josh Allen or Joe Burrow's not even in discussion. There's no reason why Josh Allen is ranked higher than him on any list. We saw Josh Allen with the game on the line to go to the Super Bowl. He needed 40 yards to get a field goal, and he got 16 and failed.
Well,
Lamar needs to get his respect.
Arnett, thank you for calling in from Maryland. Obviously, right there in the heart of the East Coast. Mid-Atlantic, where Lamar's 8 jersey is everywhere. And I understand that. He's referring to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN annually getting the top 10 quarterback list ranked by unnamed NFL executive coaches and scouts. And Lamar is 4th behind Burrow at 3, Josh Allen, your reigning MVP at 2, and Mahomes at 1. And rounding out the top 5 is Jaden Daniels. Matthew Stafford, 6. Justin Herbert, 7. Jared Goff, 8. Jalen Hurts, 9. Baker Mayfield at 10. Now, Lamar being 4th, being below Joe Burrow, I understand why people would have a bone to pick there. Because, you know, it's been a while since Burrow's played an entire football season. Start to finish healthy, and the team's made the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. And
never won MVP.
Correct. And however, of Allen, Burrow, and Jackson, one's played in the Super Bowl. That would be Joe Burrow.
You could say Joe Burrow has more help at wide receiver.
Out of Allen, Burrow, and Jackson, only one guy's actually prevented Patrick Mahomes from going to the Super Bowl. That would be Joe Burrow. And I think those are the things that have Joe Burrow's back when the question of who's better comes up, maybe to executive scouts and coaches.
Could you imagine if Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen had T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase Yeah, Patrick Mahomes would probably only have one Super Bowl.
I mean, these are fair that's a fair point to be put out there.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I spoke to you guys yesterday about this. If we could put the list back up.
I know where you're going with this, because I feel the same way.
I can't believe I'm arguing this.
This is the bone I have a pick on this. May I
please
guess what you're about to say?
I think you know.
Jalen Hurts at 9.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts at 9.
Yeah, that's
why is Justin Herbert on this list?
Jalen Hurts at 9.
Is insane.
Is insane.
That is, and this is for me.
Jalen,
you know
it's
how
just.
I feel.
What's the sense of that? Is that he's the sum of the parts? Is that what it is?
I heard something about his downfield throwing percentage. All these dumb analytical stats. The bottom line is the dude won the Super Bowl.
Dude.
He's outplayed Patrick Mahomes in 2 Super Bowls.
Correct.
And are we making this list based upon who throws the prettiest ball or who does everything like the correct way if you're like having a video? Or are you looking at results? This is a results-based league, right? I can't believe I'm arguing for the Eagle like this. This is driving me crazy.
TJ.
But this is insane for him to be 9.
I'd agree. Hurts at 9 is too low. I'd put him 5 or 4. You know what I mean?
But he won the Super Bowl. He should be number 1.
Nah.
You have him ahead of Joe Burrow? Lamar Jackson, I agree with the caller, Arnett. He's either 1 or 2, I think, heading into the season. Jalen Hurts, you have ahead of Joe Burrow?
I don't know how you can't have Mahomes 1.
No, yeah, I'm not going to argue that.
Sorry.
But I'm just saying.
I'm sorry.
Hurts at 9 is just stupid.
It's 3-4.
I would have Mahomes
Jaden
3.
I want Jaden.
I wouldn't have Mahomes. Mahomes is...
He's Jaden. The man.
Like, come on, man. He's the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL in his 20s.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to
His numbers are better than Brady before turning 30.
Yeah, but how does that affect going into the 2025 season?
Because he's that man. He's that guy now. He is. Hmm. You don't think so?
I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying heading into this season, I kind of like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson a little bit better. That's all.
And also, bro,
it's not disrespectful at all.
I don't want to like ignore what you said. You and I both talked about this. Herbert at 7, when you got guys like Prescott who get crapped on constantly, and somehow Herbert manages to.
There are guys who are scouts, coaches, executives.
Tools.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no question.
Tools. Look at the tape. Watch the tape. Look at the tools. Look at the
height, weight, arm. Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying. Are you basing it
just
on
hasn't,
that?
It hasn't translated into wins in January.
Right.
You know, and Jalen Hurts, you want to talk about January and February games.
All that guy does only is
guy,
win during
only
that
guy on that list
period.
With 10 touchdowns in the air and rushing in the playoffs.
Yeah, how is
in his
not
playoff
rushing?
Career. He's got double digit in the air, on the ground in his playoff career. Playoff career.
It's nuts. How he's not.
I mean, look.
So him at 9 is some. How about Baker at 10, though? I think that's some respect.
I think Baker's had a couple really great seasons.
Yes.
Statistically.
Since taking
in Tampa.
Over for Brady, by the way. He's replaced the man there. I don't argue that. But you know, we're a Baker-friendly program.
We are.
Over Stroud and Jordan Love are the honorable mentions.
They're kind of all in that same group. So if one was 10 and the other, when Baker wasn't, I think that would be fine too. They're all kind of in that. You know,
yeah,
you have to agree. Stafford
9, 10, 11,
6,
12.
Right? Stafford right in the middle. He is that guy.
Yeah. Give him that.
He is that guy. He is the man. But Hurts at 9.
Hurts should be higher.
Is particularly disrespectful.
You could talk me into Goff honorable mention or 10 and Baker at 9.
I mean, Goff has had a pretty good 2-year run.
He's had a pretty good run.
How about this?
Who do you move for Jalen?
Obviously, that's the question of the moment. But how about this? The questions here. That's the beauty of this list. There's questions abound for all of them, right? Mahomes, what's going to happen this year? Will they take another step back offensively because of what we saw on the Super Bowl was so much of an obliteration? Is there a roadmap? Okay. And what will this offense look like if Kelsey doesn't rebound and if Rashee Rice needs more time to come back from a knee injury?
Right.
And if Xavier Worthy is still just what, some sort of a speed demon, right? I mean, I'm coming up with the negatives here. These are the question marks.
Sure.
Josh Allen was last year, I know this is crazy, you're going to hear it, was last year a one-off. Yeah. Laugh all you want, pal, because I mean, it's coming.
Laugh at that.
It's coming. Yeah. Was it a one-off? Was it a one-off? Like, the weapons still are not there, and we'll still need to see it again, as silly as it sounds. Burrow, it's the guy didn't make the playoffs. Is he going to start? Is he going to stay healthy? And are they going to start? They're going to actually get a win in September, you know?
Yeah, you're talking about maybe his Super Bowl season was a fluke.
Lamar.
Wow.
I mean, that's a harsh one, but I
mean, why?
Lamar, it's going to be like, can he finally do it? All right. Like, Super Bowl or bust for this guy now.
Yep.
All right. Jaden Daniels.
He's got the year
two.
Year two. What do you got?
Yeah. Right. Bring it. Stafford, to me, I mean, what's the question mark with him?
Are you a first ballot Hall of Famer?
I don't. I mean, if he wins the Super Bowl this year, would you say that?
For sure.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
No.
He'd if have he wins the Super Bowl this year,
he'd have to win at least more than two to be
no,
first.
No, he's going to
have
better,
all the passing.
He's going to have. He's going to get a lot.
Look at how tough it is for some of these guys.
Well, Herbert's question is going to be like, can you finally win a playoff game?
Right. Dog.
Goff, it's going to be, what about without Ben Johnson?
Yep.
Okay. And Jalen Hurts, I can't even imagine. To me, the question about Jalen Hurts, and not Baker either, Stroud and Love, it's like, can we see a little bit more in the regular season from them? Texans fans could say, how many of these guys made it to the final four of their conference in back-to-back years?
Stroud's won a playoff game each of his first two seasons.
Correct, right.
And think of all the weapons that Stroud has lost.
A lot of injuries.
A lot of injuries that he's dealt with.
But Jalen Hurts, the question for him is going to be, in my mind, is how much better is he going to be now that he's got the ship and the chip.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, now, how much better is it going to be now?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be anything other than
with
just
another new offensive coordinator.
That's true.
Yeah.
I know.
It seems like it's 17 years in a row. This guy's got a new OC.
Well, remember, I interviewed him for game day morning for the Super Bowl, and I pointed out how he seems to have a different offensive coordinator every single year going back to college.
Yeah.
And he's like, his answer to me before the Super Bowl was, tell me about it.
Right. He gets it.
Yeah.
He watches his own film.
Good stuff, gents. Good chat. Let's take a break. Craig Kilborn, everybody.
Yeah.
Killer. Let's get Killer out here.
Go.
Look, Craig Kilborn, when
That's
we come
what he's
back.
Doing right now.
Pink Panther.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. So you know we love talking movies around here. You know we love talking comedy around here. We also love talking about classics around here. So, you know what I'm all about. That said, all of that said, you know how I must have felt when I was sitting in the movie theater like I was the other day watching the previews, and up came a preview for The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. That preview had me at hello. I loved Police Squad back in the day. I loved The Naked Gun back in the day. And here comes The Naked Gun once again with, yes, Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. Come on now. Son of the celebrated Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin from the original movie. Paul Walter Hauser's in this movie also. Pamela Anderson. Guess who also makes an appearance? WWE superstar Cody Rhodes, and the producer of the movie is Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. Come on now. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to see The Naked Gun in theaters on August 1st. So, what are you doing August 1st? Of course, you're going to a theater near you, and you're seeing The Naked Gun. I might even be there. Craig Kilborn's here, everybody. Good to see you again.
Thank you, sir. It's always, it's good to be home. It's good to be home.
It's like you got a podcast.
There's a, the two voices you heard were these guys from Boston. Yeah. I call them young people. They're in their 40s. And Rich Levine,
and Nick Altshuler.
Yeah, Altshuler. Okay, okay. Very nice.
Look at you.
I had to rehearse that. Us. Just like in the 70s when I had to say, Yon Cornwaye, I had to rehearse Nick Altshuler.
Yes.
Altshuler. And Rich Levine approached me and said, would you do this? Mm-hmm. And I would like to give back to the young people. It's a very interesting story. It's a mysterious ending that I can't get into. I'm only in episode one. You only hear me once. Then it's a lot of voiceover that I did for this guy, Martin Manley, who only listened to James Taylor, very eccentric character.
Yes, sir.
Only drank Pepsi, and at the end of his life, last few years, wore a fedora, guy from Kansas, but he loved the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never heard of him until this.
And you love the NBA,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So, and so he was the guy, Craig Kilborn here, by the way, on the Rich Eisen Show. The Chasing Basketball Heaven is a new 30 for 30 podcast premiering next week on Tuesday, July 22nd. And he was all like, what did he do, Martin Manley? He came up with this concept of shooting threes instead of jumpers?
No, he just said how important the three-pointer is.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a book called Basketball Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a clip of him on YouTube being interviewed on Turner Sports by Fred Hickman.
Ah.
And because he was viewed as kind of an expert on the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some guys go a little deeper with the stats, and that's what he did early on.
Right, okay. Yeah. And so you play him on the pod or whenever he's
yeah.
Okay. So.
Slight Kansas twang. I grew up, I was born in Kansas, but I grew up in Minnesota, but we'd visit our cousins and they had a little bit of a twang and Martin had a little bit.
So you did voice work for this, Craig? Did you do voice work for
it? I just did what I was told. team player.
For ESPN?
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
When was the last thing you did for ESPN before this?
I took something from the vending machine. No, I don't know.
Was it 1996? Is that the last time you did something for ESPN?
Yeah.
Look at that.
They had, remember those This Is Sports Center campaign?
Of course.
There was this one don't walk one.
Craig, I was legitimately about to bring this up.
Oh, yeah.
Because the first day of work.
Yeah.
I show up from Redding, California.
Yeah.
My first day on the job.
Yeah.
Getting in there, my head's on a swivel. I'm like, I cannot believe that I have won the lottery, basically, for sports broadcasting. Yeah. And I've been hired from Redding, California, and I'm going to be a SportsCenter anchor. I walk into the newsroom, and you are walking through with the rest of the camera crew shooting the Don't Walk commercial. Which was based on what, like Hands Across America or something like that? We Are the World?
My buddy Hank Perlman at the time worked for Wieden and Kennedy, the ad agency. Now he has his own commercial. He's a commercial director. He has his own company called Hungry Man.
Yes.
But he got Alan Bross. I don't remember that name.
Of course, I remember Alan.
I left to go to The Daily Show, and they had to cut me out of Don't Walk, the campaign. And they were like, come on, man. I was like, just keep me in then. If it's not such a hassle, keep me in. But they cut me out of Don't Walk. But that's funny. That was your first day.
It was my first day on the job. And I'm like, what the hell is happening here?
That's funny.
So, yeah. So you got cut out of it because you walked.
Yeah.
Right? See?
Well, I like to keep my pivot foot as much as possible, but... Quick first, you get a haircut and short haircut and you feel a step quicker. Like quick first step, like Stockton used to drive on Michael Jordan. Yeah. I just feel great after a haircut. By the way, can I tell you something?
Yes.
This is for the guys here. You guys like a good Rich Eisen story?
Oh, of course. I have no idea where this is going.
I am such a Rich Eisen fan. Like, if I go through my closet to get rid of clothes, I have some vests. I say, these are nice vests. I'm going to give these to Rich. I'll give my old tube socks to Carl Ravitch. But the vests, I'm going to give to Rich. So I'm going to play for you my outgoing message. This is when people call me.
Okay.
This is... I think it's your best work. Okay. Now, this, I used to have Dave Zinkoff on my voice.
The Philadelphia 76ers. At
forward, whirling dervish, Irving. But anyway, so I have Rich on my outgoing message when you call. So if Rayos from Hollywood calls and they say, Mr. Kilborn, did you want to leave a 35% tip? And I say, yes, that's fine, you know. So I think this is your best work. I don't know if you'll be able to hear
it.
No,
you can just play it up to the microphone.
Oh, you'll hear.
Wait a second, let me go back here.
Okay. Here we go. I had no idea I was in such a position of honor on your phone.
It's not playing there. I go to this other place.
Please leave a message at the beep. Okay,
little production value. Rich, it's 6:30. I was actually up in Carmel hanging out. It was 6:30 or 8:30. You're doing the game in London, and... Yeah. Do we love saying Van Ginkle?
By the way, I always think of Ray Finkel. Laces out Ray Finkel from Ace Ventura.
Right.
And, you know, with his hair. Yeah. He's the king of the pick sixes.
Yeah.
You know? I'm glad I nailed the call, at least, on that one.
Van Ginkle picks off Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I mean, Van Ginkle's pretty special. He's cat quick coming off the line. And so there's the outgoing message. It's either really that I really do that, or it's just for this show, the production, whatever you guys want.
You know,
we're going to believe that you really do.
Whichever's a better story, I'll take it. Well, I'm honored, Craig. Thank you for that.
You do a great job. Do you enjoy doing those games?
I do love doing those games.
Yeah, you going over there again?
It's not yet announced, but I'm doing two of them.
Oh, cool.
In London.
The Vikes are playing back-to-back games
there. They are the first team in the history of the National Football League to be playing back-to-back weeks in Europe in two separate countries. That's never happened.
Yeah.
They're going from Ireland, and then they're going to the U.K. They're playing the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers, so Van Ginkle can get him again.
Yes.
And then after that, they head to London and take on the Browns. So that's that right there.
It's so interesting because I really believe we love KOC.
Mm.
He's
awesome.
He's 0-2 in the playoffs, but we love him.
Yeah.
Great coach. Love Brian Flores. And we seem to be kind of stacked. We went out and got a really good offensive line. We spent some money.
Yeah.
And I come to you, Rich, and I just say, a lot of pressure on J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
I love him. You're going to love him. He's going to be great. I truly believe it. I know he's got a lot placed on him. I totally get it. But he's somebody who is ready for the challenge. And he's really a mindful kid. And I think he's going to be that person who is an excellent avatar for what Kevin O'Connell wants to do.
He is a deep, I don't know if he's a deep thinker, but he quotes a lot of famous philosophers.
Yes.
And my advice to him is you better start quoting Larry Bird if you want to take it to the next level. You go up to Patrick Mahomes and you just say, you're playing for second place, man. I need Larry Legend in there because he's doing a lot of these Socrates and all this stuff.
Right.
But we're excited. I don't know.
So are you saying J.J. McCarthy would be upset if a white guy is pass rushing him? Because didn't he famously
What a great reference.
Did you like
Rich.
That one? Larry Legend always was like, you're putting the white guy on me.
There's
only one Larry Legend.
Someone said, Rick Riley once said it, and I think Costa said it and all that. But you take Michael Jordan, the greatest player of all time.
Yes.
Larry's a better shooter, passer, and rebounder. If you break that down, because Larry was a pure shooter, shot a higher percentage from the free throw line, unbelievable passer, better rebounder. Obviously, Jordan's the best, but I don't know if you can name a player who's better than Larry in those three categories.
Did you ever meet him? You ever meet Larry?
I did meet him once.
When was that?
That was out at the Smokehouse in Burbank.
Wow, good place.
Another friend of mine, Stacy Wall, was shooting a commercial for Budweiser.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, Larry, the dialogue's these two guys noticing Larry Bird. Larry's sitting in a booth, and he just needs to talk with someone, and I want him to have fun, so just chat with him, and we won't hear the audio.
Yeah.
I asked him every question I've ever wanted to ask him.
Yeah.
Like, did he bent his finger, and he broke it playing softball at Indiana State right before the NBA draft. Mm. His pointer finger here. And his friends in college said, oh, he shot well in the NBA, but you should have seen him at Indiana State. He never missed because it didn't heal properly and it's bent. And I asked him about that.
Yeah.
I asked him about shooting left-handed against Portland because he said, I'm just going to play left. And he said, I saved my right hand for the Lakers. He has a bunch of lines. Larry's.
Wasn't that a bet? Didn't you bet? Was that Shaughnessy he bet? Like, I can, or is that... Why am I? Was it Ryan? Oh, was it Bob Ryan told
or
him
Will McDonough? Maybe?
Bob Ryan told a story that he made a bet with a reporter that he would shoot only left-handed against a certain team or something like that.
It was
the legend.
And they tell the story, and it was up at Portland because they had finished their road trip, the West Coast road trip. This was the last game,
right?
And when Bill Walton tells the story, he goes, poor Jerome Kersey. You know, he was scoring like through three quarters. He had 27 points left-handed.
Craig Kilborn here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're just chasing basketball heaven right now. That's all we're doing.
Look at us.
It's a new For 30 podcast that premieres next week on Tuesday, July 22nd. I just love that you mentioned Hank Perlman's name and Alan Bros. Well, those were two of the individuals who are behind that This Is Sports Center campaign. And I just remember... Again, when I went there and those guys would show up and it was time to shoot SportsCenter commercials, they would have this book of all the, 10, 12 spots that they were going to shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would always hold it like right to their vest, like it's a poker hand. Like they didn't want anybody to see what was going on because it was always a question for a SportsCenter anchors. Like, are we going to be in these?
Yeah.
And which one am I going to be in? Mm-hmm. And is it a speaking role?
Yes.
Or am I just background with the Philly fanatic?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we all wanted to be in as many of them as possible, right? But I always thought to myself, you never had to worry about that. You knew you were going to be in a bunch
of them. Well, the guy, right? Hank Perlman, is still a friend of mine. But I didn't know. He was at the ad agency, White and Kennedy,
right,
in Portland. And, he lives in New York now. He loves New York.
Right.
But he moved out to Portland. And he wanted me to do I met him. He came to town. He goes, he wanted me to do the voiceover for ESPN hockey promos.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I'm not the hockey guy. He goes, I don't care. I want you to do them. Mm-hmm. So we became friends.
Right.
And we have fun arguments. And he's kind of silly. Like, he'll argue about... He thinks Paul McCartney's the fourth most talented Beatle because he doesn't like Paul McCartney and he makes himself look bad. He's kind of a malcontent sometimes, but he's very funny, very talented.
Which commercial are you most proud of that you were in? Which one did you like? What is Craig Kilborn's number one SportsCenter commercial?
He was reminding me the other day, Hank, because I put up one on my iconic Instagram, Mr. Craig Kilborn. I put up the one where you heard Charlie Steiner and Bob Lee on the phone doing some very intense stories, breaking some intense stories. And I interrupt. I say, excuse me, you guys prefer hurt me or spank me? And Charlie goes, spank me. And Bob goes, spank me. So that was one I put up. But Hank liked one where I was talking to somebody in a soft tone saying, how old are you? Do you need tickets? I'll give you a tour. I was talking to some young co-ed.
Yes.
And he liked that one a lot. I like the Glenn Jacobs one.
Where Glenn Jacobs, who was a production assistant at the time.
Yeah,
one of the many you referred to as Sparky, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I was very dismissive with him, and I told him he should get a new career, two words, pizza delivery, something like that. But
Was that in the line, or did you ad-lib pizza delivery?
Oh, I could say I ad-lib. Let's give it to Hank, a team player. Give it to Hank.
Team player. Oh, man. Yeah. I remember that the first SportsCenter commercial that I was in was the one where we passed Kerry Strug around.
Yeah.
Remember she, because Bella Caroli carried her in his arms after she hurt herself in the Olympics. And we were passing her amongst all of the on-air anchors. And the last one, I think it was Gary Miller, passed her to the Michigan State Spartan mascot. Oh. And that was the end of it. And I think her mom was behind the scenes not happy about her being passed around amongst a bunch of sports center anchors in the newsroom. Oh. That one went well. I mean, yeah. It was as good as any. Craig Kilborn here on the Rich Eisen Show. We have some elements. We have some producing elements for you.
Love when you guys put the effort in. You guys are great.
Well, the effort is I might have just called somebody from our past and say, hey, how would you like to help produce a segment with Craig Kilborn?
I love Gus.
We love Gus. I love Gus as well. First one we have for business for Craig Kilborn. We play a little game around here called Celebrity True or False, where we ask about things from your history and see if they are true or false. And we've got some excellent production value because I know you appreciate production value.
Yeah.
Craig Kilborn. Yeah. Right, roll it. Go for it.
Celebrity True or False.
You can't handle the truth.
All right, celebrity true or false with the one and only celebrity, Craig Kilborn. Just got two for you here.
Okay.
All right, first up, true or false, Pooh Richardson once sent you a fruit basket as a thank you for all the shout-outs you gave him on SportsCenter.
That is true. That is true.
A Pooh fruit basket.
And I immediately gave it to Carl Ravitch.
Why, because you're not a fruit guy?
Or? I don't eat fruitcake, but it's a fun word.
What was it like an actual, like you're it sitting in Bristol, Connecticut one day, or you're in the offices and a fruit basket came to the studio?
Wait, was it a fruitcake or a fruit basket? What was your question?
Fruit basket. You said a fruit basket.
Okay, I thought it was a fruitcake. Yeah, it was a fruit basket, and I gave it to Carl because I'm a good person, and there he is. Played for the Wolves, played for the Clippers, Knock Knock, Pooh's there. We did all of them. And then people would toss them to me, the cold and Pooh season. And
Pooh Kachu?
That might have been the best.
That might have been the best one, right? Yeah. Pooh Kachu.
So that would be true.
I sent you a fruit basket. Thanks for all the mentions on SportsCenter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Second one for Craig Kilborn. True or false? Robin Williams once sent you an autographed Jumanji movie poster that's framed.
Followed up the Pooh story by saying, and I also got, but yes, that is true.
He did?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What? Where? Do you still have it somewhere?
No. These things were in the garage. I don't collect a lot of memorabilia. I have from the CBS Late Late Show. I think they're worth something, but a lot of NBA jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
So when like the Sixers played against the Lakers in the finals, that's when Allen Iverson stepped over Tyronn Lue in the corner.
Right.
The Sixers, we had somebody on from the Sixers, not Iverson, but they brought me a jersey, Sixer jersey with my name on it, signed by Allen Iverson. So I have a bunch of, I think at least 8 jerseys.
Yes.
Are they worth anything? They're in the garage. What should I do? eBay charity or what? Should I go to give them to charity or just?
Well, you're the collectors in the room.
Bring them in here. We'll assess.
Yeah. We'll take a look at it.
Worth something?
Probably.
Yeah. You've got like a jeweler's loop? That's what for a jersey or something like that?
We'll go over with a fine comb tooth and we'll figure it out.
I've got a Kevin Love jersey signed, Timberwolves jersey signed.
Okay.
Yeah. Bunch of them.
Do we know if Robin Williams was just a fan or did somebody arrange for it?
I assume it was the promotion company, the people in that department saying, Robin, just sign this. We're sending it to this guy that you know nothing about.
You never know. And so you and Gus got together and decided, like, I'm going to say Jumanji when a ball's jammed through
the hoop. Well, I don't want to ruin it for people. I had a lot of these in my head, but I always encouraged Gus. And in the control room, he just whispered it in my ear right before the show. And
Gus is a genius.
We would do pop culture references. I remember I thought Letterman did a great job hosting the Oscars, and sadly they never invited him back because, you know, they criticized him.
For the Uma Oprah Oprah
That's
Uma
the one
thing.
I did for Stockton Malone, Uma Oprah. Yeah, I did that.
Stockton and Malone?
Yeah, Stockton Malone, Uma Oprah, yeah. But joyous times.
Craig, I have nothing. 2 a.m.
Nothing like staying awake till 2 a.m.
Well, you did 2:30.
Yeah,
it wasn't 2 a.m. They were the 2:30 half-hour sports centers before they got re-aired all throughout the day.
Yeah,
can you imagine? There's a ESPN used to put a 9-hour-old program on in the late morning.
Yeah,
you know, like that. That would never happen again.
Yeah,
that will never happen again. But that's what you just were paving the way.
Yeah,
Craig, you were just paving the way, Craig. back to ESPN again. 30 for 30 podcast that premieres next week on Tuesday, July 22nd. When we come back, I got 5 questions for you.
Oh, here we go.
We're taking a break.
Oh, I'm ready.
We're going to take that break.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Brad's day is off to a slow start. So he heads to AutoZone, where batteries are as low as $89.99. Sammy, a local AutoZoner, tests his battery for free. Looks like he just needs a charge. And Sammy does that for free, too. In no time at all, Brad is back on the road, ready to finish the day strong. Free battery testing and charging at every store. No hassles, just help.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, right here on the Roku Sports Channel. Craig Kilborn hanging out with us for the rest of the hour. Did how many ESPYs did you ever go to? Did you ever go to an ESPY or no?
No.
Never once? Never went to an ESPY?
I was asked to host it once when I was at the Daily Show.
So you left ESPN.
Yeah.
They cut you out of the Don't Walk commercial because you had the temerity to walk.
Yeah.
And then they circle back and say, would you like to wind up hosting the ESPYs anyway?
And they said, don't tell. I declined. I was busy. I didn't want to do it. I was trying to focus on the Daily Show. But
okay.
They said, please don't tell people we asked you to do it.
Mm.
And I haven't until today. So how many years is that?
That's about 20. Well, I've been gone 22 years.
Yeah.
So this has got to be over a quarter century old piece of news.
Yeah.
Okay.
You pulled it out of me, Rich.
Look at this.
The interview.
Don't tell anybody. I think the statute of limitations or the non-disclosure.
Nobody cares anymore.
No. I would disagree with that.
Okay.
I would disagree with that.
Okay.
So you were asked to host an ESPYs. Was it back in Radio City, back in the days of that?
I was in New York, and it was at Radio City.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Who was it? Was it Walsh? John Walsh asked you?
No.
Who was it? Maura Mann?
The guy who went to the NFL Network?
Fred Gaudelli.
No.
Oh.
Bigger than that.
Stevie B.
Yeah.
Stevie B.
Yeah.
Asked you to do it.
Rich, do an imitation of Stevie.
Oh, you'll do the show? I mean, I don't care if you left. Whatever.
is that
my favorite?
Rocky Balboa?
Steve, I don't know. I got this cough I can't get rid of. Steve Bornstein is my rabbi. He's smart enough, he hired me twice.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
ESPN and NFL Network. Okay. So that would have been wild. Because, you know, Stu and I were, as Dan and Keith called themselves, the old Muppet Men up in the,
Oh, that's right.
You know, up in the Radio City, you know, side booth.
Yeah.
And when Dan and Keith were done with that show, Stuart and I did it. They did the pre and post show.
Yeah.
You know.
That's great.
At the ESPY Awards.
That's great.
Yeah. So, well, could have looked down and seen you on the stage of Radio City Music Hall. Look at that. I know you did the Cable Ace Awards one year.
Yeah, I did that.
That one I know.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting in the audience with John Walsh and Norby Williamson, who are former executives at ESPN. John is one of my favorite people on the planet. And I was sitting in between them as SportsCenter lost to MLB Network for the first time. They were not happy.
Yeah.
Even if it was a Cable Ace, they couldn't. They wanted it, you know. So you were on the stage. I remember that.
Yeah,
Craig Kilborn. We go way back like a car seat.
It's we're getting older, but we look the same.
I agree. Well, I'm just trying to follow your lead, sir. So okay, we've got.
I have one JJ McCarthy question for you.
Sure. What do you got?
Is he going to be better than Bo Nix?
Great question.
I'm surprised that Bo Nix was that good, but okay.
Yes.
But what? And I have more than one question. But what is the ceiling? I'm a Troy Aikman fan.
Yes.
Both as a broadcaster, but as a football player, I loved his pass to Alvin Harper in the championship game up at Candlestick Park when they went on to win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
But Will he be as good as Troy Aikman? Because everyone, you're saying
this.
He's
a Hall of Famer, Craig. I mean, a three-time Super Bowl champion. Listen.
How good is he going to be?
All I can tell you is this is a kid who's still a kid. So when you're talking about Troy Aikman, that's very high praise. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network with Craig Kilborn asking me, is J.J. McCarthy going to be as good as Troy Aikman? I can't tell you he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, clearly. What I can tell you is, and you asked, is he going to be better than Bo Nix? Bo Nix, the reason why he was good in two different ways, in my estimation, is one, the coach he was attached at the hip to is Sean Payton, aces. Two, he also had 60 starts in college. J.J. doesn't have that, but what J.J. had was two stellar seasons with Jim Harbaugh in his ear. And now he's bringing what he did, obviously, at Michigan to the next level, and he's attached to the hip with the reigning coach of the year, who is dynamite when it comes to connecting with a quarterback. So the fact that he's got Kevin O'Connell in his ear and Jim Harbaugh in his DNA is some outstanding footing. And he's also a kid, you know, he put like a smiley face on his hand to remind himself to get out of your head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he said he used to take football way too seriously.
Yeah.
And so he's mindful. He's mindful. He's athletic. He's got a big heart. And he also knows that what's in front of him. And I don't think he's like, you know, I'm a national champion. Look out. He knows he's got to earn it. And he knows he's got a quarterback coach slash quarterback and coach together with Justin Jefferson right there and terrific, you know, teammates around him. So he's set up is what I'm saying.
Okay, a couple things. I heard someone say he can be if he's just an average quarterback or slightly above average, solid, Vikes are going to do well. Like, don't screw it up.
Correct.
And the other thing is, if I'm KOC, especially at the beginning, especially at Soldier Field at Chicago.
Monday night.
One. Run the ball, like, protect him a little. Sure. Run the ball.
Yeah.
And then pick your spots.
Right. I mean, obviously, and they picked up Jordan Mason from San Francisco.
Bingo. Yes.
So you can split the carries.
Exactly.
Amongst, you know, with Aaron Jones, who's terrific. They're set up for success. I can't tell you that J.J. McCarthy is going to be a Hall of Famer, but obviously I love the kid.
There's one other stat I want you to know. You probably know this. You know, they said he didn't pass a whole lot at Michigan because...
They ran it quite a bit, right.
But the stat was, on third down, he was really effective.
He's
on third down.
Terrific. And he also had weapons that he would find, and, you know, he beat Ohio State a couple times. And one time with his arm in Columbus and shut the whole place down. And it was great. You know, but that's my opinion of J.J. McCarthy for you right there. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. It's furnished by Grainger with professional grade products for every industry. Grainger has you covered. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I've got five questions for you, Craig, before we go out of Dodge right here, if you don't mind.
I don't mind, and I'll get in trouble if I don't mention my mighty Timberwolves. We've back-to-back Western Conference Finals.
Yes, sir.
As my friend Kyle Tighe likes to say, these are the golden years of the Timberwolves, and maybe, just maybe, we'll win a championship in the next few years. Who knows?
Craig Kilborn is caping for his T-Wolves. Why not? All right, five questions with Craig Kilborn. I need some music, Mike. Why don't you play the music you play for Chris when it's a non-NFL piece of business for our top five list and stuff like that. Five questions with Craig Kilborn, everybody. Here we go. First one, start, bench, cut. Bud Grant, Mike Zimmer, Kevin O'Connell. Start, bench, cut.
Well, that's a really tough one. I'm a big fan of Mike Zimmer, and because he used to sleep at the office and he's tough as nails. This is really difficult. I can't. Bud Grant, I have to show respect. I'm going to start Harry Bud Grant. Horseshoe Harry played for the Minneapolis Lakers, led the team to the Super Bowl numerous times. If he would have had his version of Spygate, we would have won a Super Bowl. Just to stay, I have to bench KOC. I'm going to cut Zim only because he's retired, but I love Mike Zimmer.
Understood. The correct answer is anything. Any order would have been correct.
Okay.
That's okay. That's number
one. I take
one.
The game seriously. Yeah, I don't cop out.
Any of them. Number two, for five questions with Craig Kilborn. You can listen to only one Barry Manilow song for the rest of your life. Which one do you pick?
I'm glad you asked because I always choose one that's not quite as popular.
Right.
It's called Somewhere in the Night.
Oh,
we'll just go on burning right Somewhere in the Night.
But sorry.
A lot of modulation, a lot of crescendo. I interviewed him. And I said, you build and you break through the wall, you modulate at the end, and I'm on a man a high when I listen to Man a Low. And he said, you get me, Craig. And backstage when he met me, he looked up and said, you're such a tall boy. Anywho, Barry Manilow.
Unfortunately, the correct answer was Mandy.
Yeah,
Mandy.
Very popular.
She came and she gave without taking.
Yeah, yeah.
But the key thing also is there's always a key change. Don't forget the key change in the Manilow songs. Yeah, it's always
modulation,
a key change.
Boom, modulation. Boom, boom.
All right, number three and five questions with Craig Kilborn. Bear versus trampoline, scary or hysterical?
For me, because I'm a little more sophisticated than people, civilized, I think it's scary. The young people love it. It's an old video we used to show on the Late Late Show. There it is. They think it's hysterical.
So what's your answer?
Okay,
scary.
If I can do anything with bench, start or cut, I can say anything I want here.
Okay.
But I'm saying for me, it's for the kids, it's hysterical.
Okay, that's the correct answer.
Okay,
hysterical. Here's the geography portion.
Yeah.
Okay, number four, within 10, how many municipalities are there in the great state of Montana? Within 10?
23.
129 is the correct answer. Yeah. All right.
You're counting Butte?
Craig Kilborn, everybody. Fantastic. Five questions with Craig Kilborn right here to close out hour number two on the Rich Eisen Show. Here we go. Last one. On your last Late Late Show, you danced one last time. What was the song you danced to?
Ooh. I think it was by the Ohio Players, Love Roller Coaster.
Yes!
Wow!
The big finish. You got it right.
Wow.
Love Roller Coaster by the Ohio Players.
Remember that song?
Of course. How do you care?
You're a kid. I don't know if you know this stuff. Ohio Players.
Wasn't that fun down memory lane?
Greg, you're such a Tuesday. Tall boy.
Greg, it's Tuesday and I just want to dance.
Why'd you choose that song?
It's something just, about some of the instrumentals, the arrangement made me laugh.
Okay.
It was easy to
The Love
move.
Roller Coaster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love Roller Coaster.
Love Roller Coaster, an interesting
selection. We'd have some of the guests come out, like Carmen Electra, to Me So Horny by 2 Live Crew.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name? Luke
Skywalker.
Luke Campbell.
What's his name? Uncle Luke.
He sued the production company. It was a long process. Because we were kind of taking chances at the beginning with walkout music.
Okay.
And we were playing Me So Honey when Carmen Electra would walk out or one of the Victoria's Secret models.
Yeah.
And we'd play that song because it made us laugh. And then we got sued and I didn't.
Worldwide Pants did,
Worldwide
right?
Pants.
So Letterman got sued.
Yeah.
Did you hear from Dave?
Not on that, but we didn't. I don't know what happened after that. We just played. We played really basic music, like generic music or something.
Permission rather than forgiveness. No, thank you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you gotta do it the other way around sometimes.
Yeah.
You're making omelets, man.
Yeah.
Some eggs had to get cracked. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Craig Kilborn, as I live and breathe, a new 30 for 30 podcast premieres next week, next Tuesday, July 22nd. Chasing Basketball Heaven, and the Life Gorgeous podcast with Craig Kilborn. That's available everywhere you get your podcast.
Great to see you, brother.
Great to see you, too. I love that right there. The ascot, the drink, the whole thing. Get that wherever you get your podcast. Great to see you, Craig Kilborn.
Thank you, sir.
Anytime right here on the Rich Eisen Show when you go back in the green room. Is he here already? Christopher McDonald's back there.
Oh, cool.
It shall be indeed. The great Christopher McDonald coming up here in hour number three on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH. Is the number to dial right here. Don't you dare go anywhere. Craig Kilborn is here on the program. Good to see you, pal.
Thanks, brother.
You got it. Did you park? Do you need validation?
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm good, yeah. Yeah.
That's what you do in Los Angeles.
I'm going to walk a little bit and then get in the car. Got to work out, get the miles in.
Getting in the steps right here on the show.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.